Australia is on the path to embarrassment for its treatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, according to a new report by UNICEF. The findings are alarming for Indigenous children, while the federal government is being called upon once again to act on the recommendations made. Cheryl Axelby is the co-chair of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services. I asked her what she thought of this most recent report.
Well, it's clear that there will be, you know, possible international embarrassment for Australia on its treatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Our children are now more over-imprisoned and more removed from their families than ever before, and the rates are really unforgivably high. And we can't forget the horrors of Don Dale, you know, Cleveland and Banksy Hill and other youth prisons exposed last year. So I'm pretty confident that it will create some embarrassment for Australian government.
The situation for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children in youth justice and child protection systems has been called a national crisis. Do you think that Australia is treating it as such? And if not, why are we not taking it seriously?
Why are we not taking it seriously? I don't know. I mean, there's enough reports, there's enough lobbying in particular, and trying to create awareness within Australian society by many of our services, and many reports have been developed, not just by Aboriginal organisations, but also we've had a number of reports that have actually highlighted the issues concerning Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So really, it is a national crisis, and we need to really cut through and start looking at how we're going to effectively address this issue right here and now.
What's the immediate response that you would like to see from the government?
Some of the things that, you know, we've been putting forward is actually to have a focus and calling for national justice targets for Aboriginal children, women and men, because we are overrepresented in all those key areas. The removal of children, you know, is still very high in this country, and actually is probably worse than it's ever been. Raising the age, like we've been putting forward again about the global median age of criminality is actually 14, and this is actually happening in other countries, and yet we are still in Australia having the age of criminal responsibility being 10. We are way behind the times in regards to the international agenda in regards to this issue. We need to also address, there is a level of what we, you know, very much call it racism, about how our children come into the system, you know, how families are pensioned aboard into the system. We still need to deal a lot with addressing the systemic racism and issues and the lack of access to really good services provided to our communities, and also within government program development, co-design, building programs with Aboriginal people, building policy with Aboriginal people. We will definitely see a change in outcomes for our people.
So you mentioned some of those services. One of them, the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, was Australia's only dedicated Aboriginal youth legal service and was closed last month because of lack of funding from the government. How does something like that not receive funding from the government when it seems to be such a point for needing that funding?
Well, I think this raises the issues about how, again, we look at co-design and look at how investment made by government is actually better meeting the needs of Aboriginal people and programs that are being developed and delivered within, whether it be Aboriginal legal services or any services. And the other context of that is, you know, how can that be questioned when we know that that legal service has been providing a very valuable service for Aboriginal young people and the only service of its kind? We are coming into an era, I think, where there is a lot of talk about having evidence-based programs, but some of the challenges that we have is a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander programs are not given funding so they can be evaluated and that we can actually demonstrate that these programs work in our communities. So greater investment evaluation is definitely number one. But we've also seen a big cut across the board through the IAS funding over the years, with a reduction of funding going to specifically Aboriginal communities and Aboriginal programs. So we challenge, I suppose, the system to say, well, all this money that is being put into Aboriginal affairs, well, what we need to do is now look at how much of that money actually being delivered at the grassroots level.
Cheryl Axelby, co-chair of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services.